and Ciao Adios on Today FM. Before that, Ghetto Superstar from Praz Michelle. Annie in Galway has said, Al, you're a panic. Please do a Google Maps direction section on the show where people ask you the best routes to take from different parts of the country and you can offer your suggestions. Your idea that the motorway from Belfast or Donegal or whatever gets you the whole way to Cork now is priceless. The fact that they're on opposite coastlines is irrelevant. Good man, Al. Keep it up. And that's from Annie in Galway. Pamela, I don't understand. Where's my Pammy? My Pamela.
Belfast and Donegal are on opposite sides of the country.
They're not.
One's on the west coast, one's on the east coast.
No, they're not that far
they
apart.
They are far
they're
apart. Not. You tried driving from Belfast to Donegal.
Donegal, so if I was in Galway, right?
Yeah.
And I just followed the coastline all the way up. Where would I end up?
You eventually ended up at Donegal.
Right. And if I wanted to end up in Belfast.
Oh, you'd probably be better off heading back down the M6, M4 to Dublin.
Because that's
the
all the way
if you
over
want to
the.
Stay on, that's on the east coast.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a joke-free lesson for today.
Leanne, how are you?
I'm good.
Leanne, it's great to talk to you. So basically what happened today, Leanne, right, mm-hmm. is sometimes we talk to a woman called Nanny Pat, and she's this 84-year-old woman that does movie reviews.
Okay.
And Lenny was like, no, we don't have Nanny Pat today. But did you hear that pole dancing and fitness has been considered a sport? And I was like, oh, I didn't realise that. And he said, well, it could also go to the Olympics. So then he said he'd get me a champion pole dancer. And here we are. How are you,
yeah.
Leanne?
So no Nanny Pat for you. Pole dancer instead.
No, pole dancing I am very interested in. So you are an instructor at the Irish Pole Dance Academy.
I am, yes. I'm actually here right now.
Oh, are you really? Okay, you're not upside down or anything like that, are you?
No, I can do that, though.
Okay, so explain it to me now. So when you do you teach classes and how many people come and who goes?
So we teach classes every evening here at Irish Full Dance Academy, and during the day we get like all ages at our classes from 16, 17 up to 60, 70.
Yeah.
We've men and women. It's mostly women in our classes.
Okay.
And we've a range of classes, conditioning, pole, flexibility, everything you need to become fitter and happier in yourself.
So are you delighted that it's now considered an official sport?
Yeah, well, it is great. It's great because we get to do interviews like this and it's on the news and things like that. So I've treated it as a sport for the last 7 years, and it's my full-time job as well. So, it's nice to get official recognition on the road to the Olympics for those that want to do pole sport. But here at Irish Pole Dance Academy, it's very much about the dance and the artistic elements as well.
So it's kind of an old-fashioned thing, I suppose, to go, you know, pole dancing is, people used to think of it in a kind of sleazy way.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm sure there are still people who think of it that way, and they're going to think of lots of things in sleazy ways, but we embrace all elements of pole, so we do pole with an element of strength in mind, but also we wear heels in a lot of our classes, too. Well,
that's fun.
It is, and it's hard, too.
I can only imagine.
Yeah,
I've seen girls trying to walk home from coppers, just to imagine them trying to get up a pole is amazing.
I know. Yeah, well, we can help with that. We teach two heel classes, like 5 times a week here in our school academy, it's great. It's a wonderful form of fitness, and it's great to see it in mainstream media now.
Well, as a form of fitness, how similar is it to, like, gymnastics or something like that? Or, you know, how can we imagine the strength and the agility it takes to do this right?
Okay, well, you know the vertical bar in gymnastics?
Yeah.
Pole sports would be very much like that, but horizontal. So there would be a lot of climbing elements, flips onto and off the pole, drops. There's doubles pole where you're holding someone else as well at the same time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, exactly. You can, I'm sure we've seen Zac Efron doing the flag on the pole on the Graham Norton show. Like, it's very, very strong strength-based in pole sports and in other types of pole as well.
All right, so we could genuinely see this in the Olympics, particularly if people like Beyonce and Kate Hudson keep saying that it's great fun as well, you know?
Yes, exactly, yeah. We love our celebrity endorsements. Yeah, There are a lot of people who are campaigning very hard and working very hard and following the correct procedures to get it into the Olympics. It'll be a different type of poll than what particularly what I'm interested in, and that shows up in the Olympics. It'll be strict, standardized, required elements.
But your classes are a bit more fun than that.
There's fun in all elements of it, but our classes are a little bit more the sensual side of pole. So
a bit of music and stuff and a bit of fun.
Yeah,
I believe you like Kylie Minogue. I've got a bit for you.
Yes, I danced to Kylie recently at the George.
Love it. Yeah. Well, then here it is for you. This is Kylie and Two Hearts. I think it's great that it's a sport, and I think you're great.
Bob.
Thanks, Leanne.
Thank you very much.
Day FM with Al Porter. FM.